front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That tunes in here on a regular basis knows that I report the facts with the information I have and give you my very best analysis. Now, when I learned Friday night, or I went to bed early. I didn't learn until I woke up about 2:30 in the morning. When I woke up 2:30 in the morning and my phone was just flooded with, you know, what happened? Is it staged? Is it real? I then spent 3 hours researching until about 6 a.m. when I began to comment. And yes, I believe this was a real shooting. I believe this was not staged. It's also a deranged leftist school teacher who bragged about how much he hated Trump and all the rest of it and gave it to Kamala Harris. Now, as soon as I came out at 6 a.m. and put out a statement, I got, it's not about me, but it's just a bellwether where the public is on X and other places I looked. A large portion of people attacking me saying that I'm saying it was staged when I said the opposite, just because they're so mad that I've criticized Trump, they've just decided that I never agree with him or never say he's telling the truth. So that's just their bizarre, mentally ill position. These are neocon, never Trumpers. They're just completely insane. I think they know that I said it happened. They just think that'll hurt me with viewers and listeners to say that I said that it was real. But I've never seen such levels of lying. But that was a large portion, 30, 40% of people. Another 30, 40%, because I love reading comments, and the video got millions of views, were people saying that I work for Israel or Trump or something because I said it looked like it was real and that absolutely it's staged and that Erica Kirk did it and major talk show hosts and influencers came out and just said it's clear she did it because she was crying. I mean, just crazy town. So I am very critical of Trump when he does something like not listen to the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies and my own research and goes directly in to a disastrous trap in Iran that Blackwater is so happy he did. And 58 days later, I've been proven right. And when he does stuff like block Kennedy trying to ban glyphosate, I'm like, whoa, dude, you're going the wrong direction. But the idea that you either totally agree with Trump or you're a Democrat or you totally disagree with Trump or you're an Israeli spy is just retarded. And that's gone from the fringes on X and Facebook and everywhere and TikTok. And I'm saying those are fringe sites. I'm saying, you know, just some fringe people on there, because X is the biggest thing in the world. I mean, it is the media, but I'm saying fringes of X to really a dominant thought form now where you just look at something instantly when it happens. You decide who you want to blame politically, and then you stick with that. That is not how I operate. That is not how I've ever operated. And it's not about me. It is the experience of watching the true degeneration of not just the left. The left has been out of their mind for decades, totally cuckoo town, delusional. But I'm seeing 20, 30% of what you would call conservatives, and I didn't mean to pull up Ryan Maddow. They just did that randomly. But I mean, I think he's one of the more thought out examples. I mean, there are people out there with zero evidence saying stuff. I probably agree with 85% of what Ryan Maddow says. I actually like the guy, even though he attacks me. Most of the time I agree with him. But I saw his stuff and I woke up, you know, 3 in the morning, 2:30. He was like, how do you get past security? You know, he ran through the security, through the metal detectors, and they shot him before he ever got to the ballroom. Everybody's like, he got through security. They let him through. Oh my God. No, they didn't. He bum rushed the first line of security. Anyways. It's just, it's unbelievable. But what does it say about the country? I mean, overall, it's positive. Other people don't believe jack crap the media says. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a
whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, April 26, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and it trended number one on X and everywhere else. It was all over corporate media. The majority of people, I think it's fair to say, do not believe that a lone leftist 30-year-old Democrat school teacher, Cole Allen, went and tried to kill Trump. I looked at this intensely this morning for hour after hour after hour. Everybody, when I woke up, was like, mad. Why would you comment? Well, I went to bed early last night. I went to bed about 9 o'clock, had a long, hard week. But I woke up about 2:45. When I turned my phone on, hundreds of messages from talk show hosts, well-known people, some of the biggest podcasters in the world. You can guess, you know, Alex, what do you think of this? Can you come on right now in the middle of the night? And I've been asleep, so I was like, eh. So I said, well, I'm not going back to sleep. Went and got some coffee, got on my computer, and spent 3 pure hours of research in the dark of night until I shot a video saying, I believe that the shooting is real. And I could spend an hour explaining why. I already did a 45-minute live stream and did another 5-minute report boiled down and do it on Sean Johnson's show for 2 hours this morning that's out there on YouTube if you want to get every little description. But I have all the videos. I have all the facts. And here's the deal. Because this is how the public thinks now. It's kind of always been black and white, but it's gotten bad. If I criticize Trump on a bunch of stuff, try to get him back on track or at least put public pressure on it, that doesn't mean that I think everything going on with Trump is a lie. It is the Democrats, as I told you decades ago, because this already came out many times, that run the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL run most of the white supremacist groups in North America and their counterparts in Europe. And back when the corporate press was more truthful, the London Guardian, Der Spiegel, used to have, you know, articles all the time where German intelligence got caught staging hundreds of bombings against Muslims so they could blame right-wing groups and, you know, outlaw nationalist groups. I used to see those articles all the time, starting about 15 years ago. You don't see them anymore, but it's worse than ever. And the ADL's been caught. The Southern Poverty Law Center's been caught. So just remember, folks, while they're up on their high horse criticizing Trump when he does some things that are, you know, a little unhinged, that's because we're not in a cult as populist, conservative, nationalist. We want to keep our movement on the straight and narrow. But just remember, with the Democrats, the organized evil, the staging events, the astroturfing protesters and Antifa and violence and running the white supremacist groups and Black Lives Matter and all of it, it's all Jesse Smollett on steroids. So just always remember that. That is so important. But here's my basic breakdown, and I'll get into all the clips and more. You have a bunch of leftists that want to kill Trump, okay? And you had the shooter down at Mar-a-Lago who was connected to the CIA in Ukraine and being protected. He's been convicted. And you had the shooter up in Pennsylvania who clearly there was another shooter, and you can even see the trajectory of a higher caliber bullet that hit people and hit their bags. First it hits shirts and bags hanging up and then hits a person. Another person died. So people are trying to say Butler didn't happen. You couldn't stage that. Steven Spielberg couldn't, if he cast Daniel Day-Lewis, probably the best living actor, other than like Al Pacino or something, you could not fake something that real. You just, when you know that they even caught the bullet on tape, it killed somebody else behind him. Other people got shot. And you hear the acoustics. I've talked to top snipers, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, you name it. About 50 degrees over from where Crooks is, shooting off the top of the roof, 140 yards away. Somebody else about 600 yards away from the report. But the angle, the bullet comes in and hits a bunch of stuff before it sails right by Trump into a person. So you got Crooks shooting straight on. You got somebody else right over here about 50 degrees off. So that was a massive cover-up. We know there's been a cover-up. So I don't blame people thinking that everything you see is fake. Because the corporate media, because governments lied so much, not just ours but others, it is really healthy to question everything. And people should be able to question whatever they want to question. People should be able to, you know, say they think something's fake, even if they're wrong. I 100% support that, and that's what the free country is all about. And, of course, all the fake Democrat lawsuits against me with their show trials was about saying you can't question something and misrepresenting what I questioned to then demonize me, raise hundreds of millions of dollars off my name, and then try to ultimately silence us. But I noticed today when I put out multiple videos, with even in the headline, I believe that this is not staged. This was real, countering the top trend. Laura Loomer came out and said, "You are a scumbag. I can't believe you say Trump staged this." She knows full well that's not what I said. She did that just to hurt me because she's a neocon, and their job is to demonize anybody that Trump has previously listened to so they can keep him on the road to total war with Iran. But just sickening level of lying by her and a bunch of other people, just truly disturbing. But here's what I know. I know a bunch of the D.C. police. I know a lot of the Secret Service. I know I've been to big events like this, okay? And you're not going to have hundreds of D.C. police, most of which are Democrats. They're like 95% Democrats voting there, and over half are Democrats because I've hired them in security. I mean, you've seen me hire a bunch of D.C. cops off duty when we were there for big demonstrations. I've hired 15 at a time. A lot of them are more libertarian than like any party, but I certainly wouldn't call them Trump people. Maybe one or two out of 30 cops I've hired, most of them black, wherever Trump supporters. But the point was, you've got them all over the place, National Guard, Secret Service, FBI, and this guy came in. They said he did it in a broom closet or something. He'd already gotten the hotel with a gun outside the security perimeter, but multiple witnesses said, no, he comes in with a backpack about 30, 40 yards from the magnetometers, from the machines, the metal detectors. He takes his backpack off. He turns towards the wall and then just instantly pulls up a shotgun, assembles it, and then starts running and blasting in about 3 seconds. And about 5 seconds later, they've got a timeline. There's video of it. He runs by the magnetometers, and then they shoot him twice, and he falls down. He never got in the ballroom. He got to the stairs to the ballroom, okay? So that is the reality of this, and he is a leftist. He supported and donated money to Kamala Harris. And look, if you want to really try to kill somebody, you got a good shot at it, even if you're not well-trained. People go, well, why is he with his clothes off? Well, they strip somebody to see if there's more weapons, and when somebody's shot, that's what happens. They cut your clothes off. Newsflash. See if something needs to be tourniqueted or something. So I know how these things operate. I know how these things work. I've talked to a lot of former military and security and current police and security that know people that were there on the scene. I made phone calls last night and they said, absolutely real. That's why I look like a Chinese fire drill. So look, if you're willing to run into the entrance to a hotel that then has magnetometers and searches going on and then they check your invite to the deal and your name and all that, if you're willing to open up on people and try to get the Secret Service to lay down, which they didn't, so you can run through and bum rush to try to get into the auditorium, you're going to have some success. So not everything is staged, ladies and gentlemen. Now this is my opinion, looking at it all, looking at the footage, and people go, well, wait, you don't like Trump now, so let's say he staged it. It's not that I don't like Trump now. That's what the media says. It's what Trump came out and said. It's what Laura Loomer told him I did. Okay? But it's not about currying favor with Trump. It's not I'm back on the Trump train. Trump got off the Trump train. I am simply researched this, talked to my sources. They said, you're dead right. That's what's going on here. A crazy guy came days before, had his gun, was in the hotel, waited till the crowds all went through, security standing around, and then he just rushes like an Olympic sprinter, shooting with his shotgun forward, hoping that they would just lay down, he would get through them and get shots off in the ballroom. He didn't make it into the ballroom. But again, the fact that we've reached this point just goes to show that people have no faith in the system, and that is the corporate media and the government's fault. So in a way, it's healthy people don't believe anything, but at the same time, you can't then just make stuff up when you don't believe an official story. Because a lot of times, stuff is what they actually say, especially when it's a big, giant crowd with a bunch of people. That's not how it works. They don't have the local police and the National Guard and the average Secret Service in on this. If you watch the footage, he runs past him, and within, while he's shooting, with a shotgun out in front of him, and within 2 seconds, they're drawing and shooting at him. That's fast. They didn't hesitate. So Trump said, no, they did a good job. So let's just be clear. People are, well, they should have had more people outside that perimeter and then that perimeter. They told Trump, that's why he hadn't been there since he had a conversation with Obama 10 years ago. We'll play that famous tape in a minute. And they told him, don't have it there. We need to have a real ballroom facility like every other head of state has. And that's why he's been trying to get the ballroom with bulletproof glass and the proper entrances and the proper systems there. So what you see here with Trump is, from all the research I've done, what is the reality. Now, the big lie that came out within minutes of it happening, because I could track the top stuff, even though I was asleep when it was happening, I woke up and could see what the top trends were when they were posted. Within minutes of it happening, why was there no security in the ballroom? Why'd they let him into the ballroom? Because the media acted like he got the ballroom. They could hear the gunshots from up the stairs near the entrance to the stairs to the ballroom. They have maps of this. He did not get in the ballroom. Just like when I was out in Miami a few months ago to be on Patrick Ben David, and I drove an hour and a half north to one of the other towns where they had, what's the name of that incredible Italian opera guy? I forget his name. It's just amazing. But I don't go to a lot of concerts, but I said, I'm getting in my car and I'm driving up there at night. And I bought tickets and I got there, and that's exactly how it was. You would scan your tickets and all of that, and I needed help with mine, so they sent me over to a desk for whatever reason. And then they said, okay, over here, and they had machines and people with wands, and they were searching everybody's purses, and you went through. And that's the level of security they have, and that's what they do. And Trump said, fine, leave it at that. And he's the boss, so that happened. There have now been 3 assassination attempts against President Trump and multiple breaches of security perimeter. How and why does this keep happening? Dismissing it as sheer incompetence can only explain so much. The purpose of any system is what it does. We need to be asking, what is the purpose of the system? Yeah, we know the Secret Service stood down, only gave about a third of the staffing he needed in Butler. We know the head of it had to step down over that. We know there was a cover-up with crooks having help. Absolutely. If there is a conspiracy here, it's that he's being given bad security to get him killed, but it's Trump. It's been a controversy. He's been trying to go there every year. He's obsessed with this gala. He's a boomer. He's obsessed with old media. He's obsessed with the White House Correspondents' Center, even though it's not heavily watched. The clips are. And that's why he wants the ballroom done so quick so we can have it there next year. I mean, Trump just gets obsessed on certain things. He did an interview with Elon Musk, had 1 billion listeners, but he's worried about the stupid Fox News and CNN and all the rest of it. But even that, I got to tell you, from what I've seen with Trump and my sources, it's him. He doesn't care. He's very fatalistic. Roger Stone told me that years ago, and now it's just completely fatalistic. They come in and just tell him, sir, you probably shouldn't go here. You probably shouldn't go there. He told him he's going to campaign for the midterms outdoors nationwide. They said, sir, don't do it. He literally told him, shut the F up. It's my life. I'll do what I want. So Trump has gone from not giving a damn to really not giving a damn, okay? But I think he's got to think about the lives of other people that are going to get killed in one of these things. So, and then there's this other footage of the famous Israeli magician, wizard, hypnotist is what they call him, the same guy that on Joe Rogan a few years ago guessed his PIN number, and Joe instantly went. Well, on a later show, he said, oh, finally, other show. He didn't really confront him. He said, I don't feel good. I got a bad idea how you got this. Then later, Joe I know another show was like, yeah, I wonder if that guy's Israeli intelligence. They hacked my PIN number and just did that to try to impress me. But he could guess Joe Rogan's PIN number with only a few questions. He was doing that for Melania. And the word written on the piece of paper looks like Vatican. And right when it happens, people are saying, ooh, that's the proof of something. Also, Caroline Leavitt will play the clip. She was saying, oh, there's going to be a big fight tonight. A lot of heat. Going to be crazy. Yeah, shots will be fired. Because Trump, she'd seen Trump's speech he wrote. It was going to be very mean to the media. And that's a term everybody uses, shots fired. A few weeks ago, we did that J.P. Sears piece where, you know, I'm giving an IQ test because Trump says I'm low IQ, a comedy piece. And he says, who says you have low IQ? Oh, the president. Ooh, shots fired. So I'll assure you, if they staged this, they didn't have pregnant Caroline Leavitt in on it. And she sure as hell wouldn't say shots fired. That is an overused term. But that is all the proof that they let him through security. No, they didn't. They shot him 3-4 seconds after he ran past him. And he blasted a Secret Service guy with a shotgun. People go, oh, how come a rifle bullet didn't go through his body armor? Because it's buckshot out of a shotgun. That's why it bounces off. He's very blessed. That's what he had. So it turns out it was the Oz the Mentalist guessing that Caroline Leavitt's new baby's name was Vivian. And see, the media had spun it and said, oh, it's Vatican because it kind of looked like that. Oz Perlman. So we'll be getting to all of that coming up. But if you want a show that's going to say everything's staged, everything's a conspiracy without evidence, you got the wrong place. All right? I'm going to call balls and strikes on Trump. It's what I'm going to do. But I got to tell you, I'm getting eviscerated by the people that just hate Trump no matter what and by the neocons saying that I'm saying it was staged for simply addressing it being staged. Bizarre, just nothing but camps infighting with each other. Meanwhile, it's killing Republican numbers in all the polls, and the Democrats are going to win the midterms, probably the Senate. So it needs to stop. All the garbage needs to stop now. It's legitimate to criticize Trump. When he comes out and attacks people that criticize him legitimately, it only makes people madder at him. His surrogates that attack people that criticize Trump, who are doing it from a place of trying to get the agenda back on track, you're going to empower the Democrats. They say us trying to end this war that's going to destroy the economy bare minimum, which it is doing now, economists admit, they say that we need to be positive and that we're demoralizing people by pointing out that Israel lied us into this war, which is now confirmed. They don't want to listen to the Pentagon. They don't want to listen to the intelligence agencies. They don't want to listen to me. They want to listen to lying Israel, who's got its 8-front war going, and they're Israeli operatives. Most of them are on the Israeli payroll. That's come out. That's why they point their finger at me and say, I work for Iran or Qatar, which is absolutely preposterous. Or they say I work for the Southern Poverty Law Center when I'm not the Southern Poverty Law Center payments. They're attacking me all the time. I'm never in any of the, in the Epstein documents. He's attacking me over and over again. I'm not in the Epstein documents in a positive way. I'm not in the Southern Poverty Law Center in a positive way. The ADL has galas and says I'm the number one enemy because I'm not creating white supremacist groups. I'm bringing people together against the corrupt agenda of the groups that run Israel right now. And I do it from a position of common sense, and they can't stand it. They need somebody in a Nazi clown outfit. That's why they pay those groups to do that. So let's start going to these clips. Let's go to 14 first. This is Caroline Leavitt saying shots fired. They're saying this is the proof that it was staged. Well, wait. Well, then she's saying real shots are fired. No, she's talking about the term, meaning going to have incendiary fights and a lot of hard words, shots fired. Here it is.
Ready to rumble, is he not?
He is ready to rumble. Uh-huh. I will tell you, this speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So everyone should tune in. It's going to be really great. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I love it all. And you wrote most of it, you said.
I can't take credit. In true Donald Trump fashion, the man puts his pen to the paper himself. So it's a lot of his own work.
Now, Nicole Wallace is a reporter. She was sitting with Caroline Leavitt or another table with her husband, and he said, hey, you need to stay close over here and be careful. This is a dangerous night. Well, that's because they told Trump not to go and said this is a high probability somebody's going to try to kill you because of the low security. and the way the hotel's set up. It's not a good facility. I'd be concerned if I was there. People saw that and said, oh, her phone cut out on Fox. And I watched the next two guests and her come back on. They all cut out too because so many phone calls. Even Cash Patel couldn't get a phone call out. They've got special cell phones that get priority on the system. You ever been to one of these big events and a big bad thing happens? Your cell phone doesn't work because everybody's jamming the lines out. But still, I get why people see this. And they think, oh, Caroline Leavitt said that. And her husband told his reporter, look out tonight. Well, no kidding. They told Trump, don't go to the event. Here it is.
The permission structure for violence. You've got polls about political violence. Democrats don't think it's a good idea. Only Republicans. Only people inclined to consume conservative media are now, I think, upward of 50% say that if necessary, violence is okay. You've only got the conduct on one of the two sides.
That's a whole other subject with them saying the number one terror threat, the number one violence is white people, which we know is completely not true. I guess I messed up going over these links. It's clip 11. Thanks for finding it. Here's the clip I was talking about.
I was sitting next to Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary's husband. He was one of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, you know, right as the dinner was starting, you know, the national anthem happened. And then he kind of leaned over and said, you know, I watched you on TV. You did a great job. You need to be very safe. And he was just very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, you know, there are some.
And then it cuts
sounds like
out.
We lost Aisha's
So we do need there. To hear from her exactly what he said to her. Because that can be innocuous or that could be something. And, you know, they could know a guy was coming and they could have had more security and they could have let him through like Butler. And that's what the former head of the Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, is saying. So maybe the conspiracy is Trump rolled the dice and people are going to use it as an advantage to kill him. All I know is a real guy came in with a shotgun. He shot a Secret Service agent. He had body armor on, though, and they shot him twice. And the guy's a big leftist. And the left's been calling for violence against Trump. So that all makes sense. That all fits. Now, if we see some new evidence come out of something else, I'll cover it. And I could change my mind, and I could be wrong. But I just don't think it's fair. I mean, here's an example. They've got fake, I checked it myself on Grok and ChatGPT. I didn't just believe Grok on X. We ran it this morning. Cole Allen, they have this photo of him, and he's got an Israeli Defense Force pullover sweater on. And it's a fake AI image. So just day one, say Israel did it. Even though the guy's a registered Democrat, voted for Kamala, gave her money, did this. And then you got the Democrats on TV saying, yeah, it's white males. They're the threat everywhere. And this guy's not a white male. I guess he looks like a mixed mulatto, whatever, black, white. But he's a big Democrat. It's just like we have to bend over backwards always to say it's staged, it's staged. Well, yeah, it's staged by the Democrats calling for violence, creating this atmosphere. The evidence is overwhelming. They don't have all these cops in on it, folks. It's not how it works when they stage stuff. We'll be right back. Stay with me. The great folks at Binkley, our main sponsor, they fund like 90% of the operation. They give away an amazing American-made vehicle, super truck, you name it, every month. And there's a crossover period at the end of each month where you have the old offer and the new offer for 1 week together, where when you buy any product at thealexandthewar.com, you get put in to win both. And in that last week, it's always, was 50X entries, 100 times. And most people that win do it during this period. I think basically everybody. And so you get the Ford Raptor Custom H1 Hummer. These are incredible. Plus $20,000 cash. You can win one or both for each dollar spent, 100K entries in the sweepstakes. Also, flash offer today. These sales are totally insane. We're giving you $10 free just to check out automatically. $10 comes off on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. Could be bovine colostrum, could be Shilajit, could be methylene blue, methylene red, could be anything. And that offer ends, that runs till Monday. That flash sale runs for 3 days. And then we have the five new modern but updated World War II trench daggers with the skull crushers all murdered out. brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, razor-sharp, stainless steel, and they made five designs. I only designed one with the Christ is King on one side and the Jerusalem cross on the other. I thought that was not... I said yesterday, I said, I don't think this is the best design. This is my design. These others are so amazing. Well, turns out that most of the sales for that is going to sell out today. So my design's most popular. See, it's just, people ask what my marketing plan is. Whatever I think's cool, it's just weird. I didn't even say this is the cool one. Yet the audience is just like me. Oh, we want that. It's like, that's what I like is what I promote. And you seem to like it too. So that's just how it works. So we just launched five new trench war daggers. I thought they would probably sell out in a few days. They are. They'll be sold out by Monday. You are the InfoWar. Molon Labe, Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Christ is King with the Jerusalem cross. But I think that that'll be gone. But these are limited edition. Well, they told me they had 1,000 of each knife. They have like 700 of each knife. So they will only produce 300 more of each because it is limited edition. So it'll be sold out by Monday. Another 300 will come in of each, and then that's it. Then we'll have new designs. But these are all limited edition as well, laser etched. So you talk about bad. I personally like the Spartan one. With the Spartan phalanx and the Molon Labe, personally, I think that's the coolest art there. But again, my design, Jesus is King, is the best seller. Also, we have other sales going on. April 30th is your last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, products, with the original logo, all that. That's a limited edition there. By a miracle, we might beat him and take it back, you know, in the near future, but this is probably your last chance. And it's all a fundraiser, so thank you so much for your support. But I'm telling you, what you really want to get... the methylene blue and the Irish sea moss and the Shilajit and all that. I mean, it'll just change your life. The iodine's incredible. I mean, folks, we only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? From the left always, he sells boner pills. What are you even talking about? I mean, yes, technically, if you take our ultimate life force, it's very similar to our nitric boost, but it has even more stuff in it. It's a spike protein detoxer. And yes, for men, it has the effect of some interesting things that, you know, when you wake up in the morning. But that's not the main function. It's for your cardiovascular system. But obviously, if the Johnson's doing good, that shows you the rest of you's doing good. The point is that everybody should take at least two rounds of this a year just for spike protein detox. But what it does for your cardiovascular system is insane. And this is not a bestseller. I'm just up here saying this is what you want. Heard callers talking about it. So I'm like, wow, whoa, ooh.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Your take on the latest assassination attempt against Trump. I mean, people are saying the attempt in Mar-a-Lago was fake. They're saying that Pennsylvania was fake. They're saying this was fake. I've studied all three of those things. They're not fake. This is not about defending Trump. It's just, I just do the research. I defend the truth. That's the end of it. But in a way, it's healthy. Nobody believes anything because the corporate media and government lies so much. But if people can't differentiate truth from lies, and just in general, we are rudderless. So I'm not mad at anybody. I just, where am I wrong? Now, I will say this. This shooter, this 30-year-old teacher, it was Teacher of the Month and all the rest of it, Cole Allen, interned at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories in NASA. And there's these lists of dead scientists going around. Folks, it's 11 the last few months, including the head of the whole secret UFO project, the top general, who, by the way, said he wanted disclosure and that Trump had ordered to disclose it all, and he disappeared 2 weeks after Trump ordered it 3 months ago. They found this other NASA engineer burn up in his car last week. Another one said, oh, they're coming to kill me. They told me they're going to kill me. Then she commits suicide. All these big UFO researchers are dying, two of them this week. It is hundreds, okay? And it's in Europe. It's in China. People involved with gravitational manipulation. They call it anti-gravity. That's not what it is. It's gravitational manipulation. People involved in secret space programs. And Trump is the one that said 3 months ago, I want it all disclosed now, and signed an executive order and gave them until July to do it. And then a guy that worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory that was founded by Jack Parsons, the avowed Satanist and Aleister Crowleyite. I know it doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound real to me either. Just type in Jack Parsons, Aleister Crowley, Satanism, the founder basically of proto-NASA. Ran sex cults with Aleister Crowley. The point is, that was back in the 50s, before NASA was formed officially. So it's crazy. You know, the guy that really shot Sirhan Sirhan, it's well known. Even the local police report said that Sirhan Sirhan had his arm pinned and he shot all the rounds out of his handgun into the wall and floor. But it was a well-known Skunk Works Jet Propulsion Laboratory CIA operative that actually shot RFK's dad, RFK Sr., a bunch in the back there at the hotel in Los Angeles. So the fact that, and one of his professors just got killed a few weeks ago, Kellen, one of the writers, was just showing me that. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Just look it up. Cole Allen worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories for NASA. Absolutely amazing. And gave to Kamala Harris and all the rest of it. So that's where we are. Absolutely insane. Here he is as the Teacher of the Month. In 2024, C2 Education, Torrance, California. But, oh, what's the corporate media saying? CNN, New York Times, London Guardian. White House Journalist Gala ended like many U.S. events do, with gun violence. It's like when a Muslim runs somebody over with a truck at a Christmas parade, and they say, oh, a truck killed a bunch of people. It's truck crime. It's vehicle crime. No, it's a person using a weapon. Trump rushed off stage as shots fired. Video, correspondence, dinner, chaos. Why we need the ballroom. Trump, WHCA dinner with the press turns into night of tears and terror. But again, he didn't even get in the ballroom. They all just dove into the tables when they were told to. And people say, how do you get in the ballroom? How do you get through security? He didn't. He ran through the first layer of the magnetometers and got shot. Though still, that is not heavy enough security for a presidential event, period. And Carrie Lake has come out and said she couldn't believe how lax it was. That's why Trump hasn't been there for 10 years, because they said, don't do it. And then the new Trump says, F you, I'm doing it. Absolute circus. Jack Posobiec asked, who let Trump be in such a low security environment? Trump? Just like he's reckless with this Iran war. So I guess at the end of the day, I am criticizing Trump. That's what's happening here. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. There's Carrie Lake. I can't believe how lax the security was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight. Upon entering, nobody asked to visibly inspect my ticket, nor ask for my photo identification. That is a dereliction of duty, because most people had to show their invite and an email with their name and a show ID. Have one of those mental moments. What's the thing you get to come to a party? Invitation. And I've been to a lot of these type of things. I mean, yeah, weeks before they make you do it, sometimes the Secret Service calls you, you've got a special badge. They call you the day before, the day of. Of course, I've had badges that you can go, like, maximum red badges, backstage, anywhere you want, and that's why you get a little extra thing, which is fine. But when I was, like, front row down below the inauguration, the front row of his inauguration, they had a Border Patrol senior guy who was older in his Border Patrol uniform. He says, Alex, big fan, but still got to check your ID. And I said, well, of course. Gave him my invitation, checked my ID, said, have a good day. So they're not doing, and I wasn't mad. I was like, okay, yeah, of course. You still should check. Because you can't, like, not do it for me and then, you know, not do it for other people. So you got Kerry Lake and a bunch of other people. So listen, what I'm saying is, were they trying to kill Trump because he's for disclosure? Did they send one of their program lone wolves? Did he act alone? I tend to think that. But to say this guy didn't run in and didn't run past Kerry and didn't get shot and somehow that stage, what is staged? Like the shooting didn't happen? Just as there's a photo of him laying naked on the ground, they go, where's the blood? Well, they're not showing you that. That's what they do after you get shot. They pull your clothes off to tourniquet anything and to look for weapons. I mean, newsflash. I had a compound fracture when I was 15. And they didn't even just cut the bottom of my pants off. And they could have unbuttoned my blue jeans and done that. No, they don't mess around. They just sat there with these big old clipper things. And I was in so much pain, I didn't pay attention. And they just started down at the bottom and just cut in like 7-8 seconds. I was down to my underwear. And, you know, that was, then they hit me with morphine, thank God. And I didn't think about anything else. And then I went into surgery a couple days later. And it was, you know, thank God got it fixed. But till you get a compound fracture, that's next level pain. You're like seeing stars. It hurts so bad. But, yeah, they just cut my pants off. That's what they do. I guess you've never been in big trauma. You don't know that. They tear your clothes off because they got to see what's going on. They don't like, oh, let's just pull your shirt up. Oh, let's see if there's where the bullet wound is. No, they strip your ass. You ever seen soldiers? Once they get them, you know, to the helicopter, they're naked. They cut their clothes off in the field. That's why you see the famous Vietnam footage. They got naked guys all bleeding. They're shoving them in the helicopter. So all these people who think they know how things work, you don't know how things work. A lot of people do. You just obviously don't. And I'm not mad at you. Yes, the guy may have had help. Yes, Trump said, I'm going there no matter the fact that it doesn't have good security. They should have just ignored him and had more security. So this has yet happened again. People can say, well, then he's not really worried about security. Even if Trump staged this, there are a lot of real crazy people that want to kill him. And it's crazy how little security he goes around with. So here's the toll-free number. You agree with me? You disagree? You got points to make? We don't screen your calls. Just you have a clean phone line. You want to tell us where you're calling from, how you're listening? That's fine, too. But I don't screen you for your topics. If you tell me the topic, then that lets me know when I go to you. But we don't say, oh, we're not doing that topic. That's when I do general phones open. Right now, I am screening you openly on air. That's how I do screen occasionally. But not classic screening where if I don't like what you're saying, you don't get on. Or if you don't agree, you don't get on. That's most of talk radio. I'm saying I want to hear about last night's shooting. I want to hear what you think about this massive subject and just Trump in general. Toll-free number to join us. Fire up the phone system, please. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I'll do a major update on the future of InfoWars tomorrow. They've kicked us out of the building twice and shut us down before. It gets overturned in court. There is a very good chance, they say they're coming at midnight Thursday to padlock the doors, the Texas receiver, and kick us out. We are going to be fighting them more in court. Even though we have a backup network and the rest of it, it's just the moral, you know, imperative that we do that. But we don't lose one way or another as long as we stay on air and as long as you share the coordinates of the new show. You'll find it Real Alex Jones and on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and our new site we've launched that you can find on those sites right there, alexjoneslive.com. It is really that simple, and the stations all know the new satellite coordinates beaming to them. You know, they're ready to flip over Friday morning, and then we just move forward. But I knew about 3 weeks ago, if you remember, I said, they're not paying the bills, they're not paying the rent, they're not paying the stuff last month, and we've been so steadfast with all of our companies and providers, internet companies and stuff. They're like, well, do you need more time? What's happening? We're like, no, I think we're getting shut down. And sure enough, they told us last week, like last Tuesday, they go, yeah, we're closing you. May 1st, you'll be out May Day. I'm like, oh, the communist occultic holiday. Of course. And the Onion producer they're bringing in is famous for being obsessed with pedophilia, Satanism, the murder of children, and children defecating into on their parents in satanic rituals. I'm not kidding. He pledged himself to Satan Thursday on air. And the left's just, it's just a joke. They're upsetting the Christian Alex. I love how the devil tells you that he exists, but then says he does it at the same time. Who produces stuff like this? This is they want to have the website InfoWars so they can misrepresent and act like complete idiots. So let's do this. Let's go to, I thought really it was wild what Trump said, though. He goes, you know, they only try to kill consequential, impactful presidents. And he's right, and they are definitely trying to kill Trump. So the idea that nobody wants to kill Trump is just still preposterous. So let's go to President Trump here. I got a couple clips of Trump. I got so many clips here, I get them all confused. I'll find it. There's two clips of Trump last night. Responding, I got here a little bit late today. I woke up so early. Yeah, and there's another one too. But this is White House Correspondents' Dinner. Donald Trump makes first remarks since the shooting. Here it is.
Well, thank you very much. That was very unexpected, but incredibly acted upon by Secret Service and law enforcement. And this was an event dedicated to freedom of speech that was supposed to bring together members of both parties with members of the press. And in a certain way, it did, because the fact that they just unified, I saw a room that was just totally unified. It was in one way very beautiful, a very beautiful thing to see. A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly and have just released, for purposes of transparency, clarity, I've ordered it to be put out. You probably have it by now, put out on Truth and put out on many of the platforms, a tape showing the violence of this thug that attacked our Constitution, and also showing how quickly Secret Service and law enforcement acted on our country's behalf. Really did a great job. One officer was shot, but saved by the fact that he was wearing obviously a very good bulletproof vest. He was shot from very close distance with a very powerful gun. And the vest did the job. I just spoke to the officer, and he's doing great. He's great shape. He is has very high spirits. And we told him we love him and respect him. And he's a very proud guy. He's very proud of what he does, Secret Service agent. And we looked at all of the conditions that took place tonight. And I will say, you know, it's not a particularly secure building. And I didn't want to say this, but this is why we have to have all of the attributes of what we're planning at the White House. It's actually a larger room, and it's much more secure. It's drone-proof, it's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it. They've wanted the ballroom for 150 years for lots of different reasons, but today's a little bit different, because today we need levels of security that probably nobody's ever seen before. But everyone owes a tremendous debt of gratitude to the courage of law enforcement. The law enforcement, and working with the D.C. police, and we just spoke with the mayor, and when we're finished, the police chief is going to take over and discuss it also from their viewpoint. But they also performed exactly as they were supposed to. And you see the attacker in different positions, but you also see the attacker totally subdued and under control.
Now, when I woke up at 2:30 this morning, and by 3 o'clock, spent 3 hours, and I've spent more time since then focusing on this, There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos of people out in the foyer, outside at night, inside the ballroom. So I was able to see it from every angle. I watched over, give me a headache, probably 200 videos of different types. You've already seen a bunch of them here. Whole bunch of witnesses said he wasn't in a broom closet or something. He comes into the front doors. You got the magnetometers about 30 feet away. He turns around with a bag, turns around, assembles the gun instantly, and charges and starts shooting. And they shoot him before he gets to the ballroom. I'm not defending the security. This is what Trump asked for. But it's not just this one lady I have. I saw at least five or six videos of people that saw the same thing. And then there's other videos that show it, just pieces of it, and them shooting him, them jumping on top of him. So again, I've done the research. He was not inside the security perimeter, but it was a flimsy security perimeter. So that is an issue, and that's what Trump was told. And the fact that he would just let his managers and the Secret Service, I mean, listen, the Secret Service can take over events and do whatever they want. And the fact is that the officers that did fire very quickly and take him down should have been further up in the, you know, at the entrance or wherever, still checking, especially dudes with backpacks. I mean, I know this. I've been to the RNC, DNC, you name it. They don't let you take backpacks and those things. And if you got camera people, they got small bags, they get searched. They check your cameras. They make sure they're not really a gun. They make you take the big camera apart. I mean, it's this was another standout. But that doesn't point towards it being staged. That points towards the staging being a standout. But the buck stops with Trump rolling the dice like this. And I'm not trying to bash him. This is crazy town. Here's one of the witnesses.
This military vet tells me that she saw the shooter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner after those shots rang out nearby. And then she saw the man fall right in front of her, a rifle and several magazines. I got her on the phone. Take a listen.
The moment you decided to step outside to make that phone call.
Okay, so there's really bad reception, lots of cell phone pull. I couldn't get any text messages out, and I just wanted to check on Alexander, and he was babysitting, so I wanted to make sure he was doing okay. And so I just stepped out of the ballroom and walked up a flight of stairs. I was still inside the building, and I got through to him, and he answered, and then I heard three really loud bangs, and the gentleman fell right in front of me, face down. He had a rifle. The rifle fell in front of him to off to the side. He was wearing magazines, like with rifle bullets that were kind of like similar in fashion to a woman wearing a crossbody bag. And then I just got the hell out of there. I didn't stop to see if there was any blood. I just ran back down the stairs.
You probably know by now about this cop who was shot, but thankfully their life was saved because they were wearing a bulletproof vest.
Right.
The president just put out some video of the guy running.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, sprinting past some cops. And, yep, you know, yep. You saying that he fell in front of you quite a distance would be consistent if he was running forward.
Yeah.
So at this point,
I saw the photo that Trump posted on Truth Social, and it has him face down with his shirt off. He had his shirt on when he fell. Right.
Okay.
I think they probably took it off to look for medical care or whatever. But there's like, you can see this like glass half wall. That's where I was standing, was right there.
Jeez. What was it like once you got back downstairs?
I was a little, I didn't think anybody knew, honestly, but clearly they did, because when I got in, everybody's under tables, and, like, the food was all spilled everywhere, and somebody, because I was a little shocked, somebody grabbed me and pulled me under the table close to right where the entrance was, right when I got inside, but I was yelling, shooters.
All right, let's stop here. Here's clip 38. It's another lady who saw the exact same thing. Again, I've literally seen so many of these, and then I've seen footage of all the pieces of it together. Here it is.
Okay. So you're taking tickets at the terrace level?
Yeah, and everyone was pretty much in, and a lot of people had already gone. We were doing dinner breaks in shifts.
Yeah.
And I was just out there, and there was still security there, and I was even talking to a security guard that had a dog there.
Yeah.
And there's a room. Well, it was like a makeshift room. I think they had it closed off to wheel in the bar carts after their reception. All these numerous bar carts going into this area, I think, to go in the elevator to go downstairs.
Okay.
So it looked like a makeshift room. He was literally, for me, to that building. And he, and there was a security guy there too. I mean, I don't think anyone knew what he was doing.
Describe and, what did he look like?
I'm not even sure what he looked like.
And what made you think he's the shooter? How do you know he's the guy?
I saw him put the gun together and start shooting.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, he put it together and started and ran towards the stairs to go down to the ballroom.
Who did he shoot? In what direction did he shoot? What did he shoot?
I don't know what he shot. It just seemed like he was shooting all over the place.
How far away were you when you started shooting from him?
From that building here.
Did he shoot in your direction?
No, he shot like over towards that way. Like the mag is to go in were behind me.
He started shooting into the Secret Service to try to run through them and make them jump on the ground. They didn't. They shot him. Here's Trump. This just came out minutes ago in 60 Minutes explaining why he stayed at the event. Here it is as we go to break.
You see the security moving quickly,
right,
within seconds, grabbing the vice president by his coat, yep, lifting him up, bringing him out. Then the counter assault comes in. Took 10 seconds for them to flank you, Mr. President, and then 20 seconds to get you out. It looked chaotic. At one point, you were down. What was happening?
Well, what happened is it was a little bit me. I wanted to see what was happening, and I wasn't making it that easy for him. I wanted to see what was going on. And
yeah, I saw it. Hit pause. I'm going to come back with this next hour. That's what I thought when I saw it. You can see they start pushing him, and Trump pushes back, so they slam him down on the ground. That's just Trump, folks. I'm telling you. You saw Dana White. I love it. This is exciting. And he didn't fall down and jump down. And you saw Kennedy standing up like this. And I know Dana White. Not well, but I've hung out with him a few times, like forever ago. Dana White is a mean, badass son of a bitch. Super macho. It's not fake. I mean, you know, you can tell the UFC fighters, back when he was younger, he used to brawl with them. They say, you know, he could have been an MMA guy at the top. He just loves it. So, I mean, that's like Trump. They're just maniacs. And, I mean, look at Dana White just loving it. This guy, he loves excitement. He goes and plays like $100,000 hands in poker, okay? So that's Dana White for you. All right, we'll be back with the hour two. I'll go back to this Trump clip, take your phone calls and more. What do you think? We'll talk to you straight ahead. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and follow me on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. It's so important. That's where you'll find us. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones